Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for so many things. For people to love and people who love us. For bird song in the morning, long sunny days, and green everywhere. For all those cute kids who hopped on the bus this morning to go to camp, they're gonna love being with you. In parks and on playgrounds, riding bikes and swimming, for music at the band shell and farmers markets and fresh picked strawberries. May we never take these gifts for granted. For those of us and our loved ones who are struggling, Lord, help us to remember that there is someone who loves them even more than we do, and that is you. You are the great physicians. For the dreams we dream, help us to discern which of them you have placed on our hearts. Give us the hope we need to go forth with courage, knowing that you are with us and loving us and guiding us. For we can do all things through you who strengthens us. Breathe in the Holy Spirit and breathe out fear and anxiety. Calm our hearts and our minds, that we might hear your word. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So many of you know, who've been around here for a few years, that we have often heard, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Rejoice is a pretty clear command. So between that and growing up at camp and singing the song that we love, "My God and I," and hearing the words that we clasped our hands and our voices rung with laughter, I never thought that life was to be taken oh so seriously. Imagine holding hands with God and walking through the fields and laughing so hard that the fields ring with laughter. God is a God of joy. God wants us to rejoice. We learn that God is watching over us and taking care of us, so let's do some good and have some fun. We love to dream big dreams here. Dreams like Mount Olivet Home and Cathedral of the Pines Camp and West Campus and Rolling Acres big. None of these were easy to do, of course, but our hopes and dreams to serve more people were good Holy Spirit-inspired dreams. And so God blessed us with the courage that we needed to do hard things. I've always found people with great courage to be enthralling. From way back as a little kid sitting in front of the TV, cross-legged, staring at the screen, scared to death watching The Wizard of Oz. I was mesmerized by Dorothy in her gingham dress and her ruby slippers, carrying her sweet dog Toto as she gathered the courage to protect her friends, the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Lion, as they marched their way home down the yellow brick road. And even though she was shaking inside as she encountered the Wicked Witch and the flying monkeys and eventually Oz himself, her hope that the great Oz would answer their prayers gave her the courage she needed to do hard things. If you've had a chance to watch or follow the World Cup soccer games these past few weeks, you no doubt have heard the name Erling Haaland. Haaland is a 6'5" Norwegian footballer, soccer phenom in a blonde man bun, who took the games by storm. Widely regarded as one of the best players in the world, Haaland has an unusual training regime. While most professional footballers spend their off-season lounging in fancy beaches around the world, Haaland returns home to his family in Norway and spends the summers chopping trees and hauling logs. He eats copious amounts of beef and liver, local honey and milk, sounds like John the Baptist, and meditates to stay grounded. Does he always want to work so hard? No, he says, but he tells himself, I'm not tired, and then I keep going, because his hope and dream of bringing Norway to the World Cup gives him the courage he needs to do hard things. Kelsey Fendler, a 32-year-old Grand Canyon River rafting guide, hopped in a 21-foot rowboat in California and rowed, not motored, with her two hands all the way across the Pacific Ocean to Hawaii. 43 days, 17 hours, 55 minutes, and 59 seconds. Being all alone for that long is the freakiest part of that whole thing to me. 2,300 miles through rain and waves, through scorching sun, through moon and stars, and who knows what else, Kelsey rowed. She became the youngest, fastest person ever, crushing both the male and female records. Her advice is do the big, hard, scary thing. Her hope and dream of being the first American woman to compete the row gave her the courage she needed to do hard things. In our gospel lesson this morning, Jesus is en route to heal a little girl that you heard about last week. And while he's walking, people are following him. So many people, in fact, that they are pressing in on him. There's a large crowd, they're all pressing in on him, and he's just trying to get to the little girl to help her. Among those in the crowd is a woman whose name we do not know, but she has been hemorrhaging for years. Her nonstop period has made her a social pariah. We read that she spent every coin she had to try and find a cure, quote, enduring much under many physicians. I can only imagine what that must have entailed 2,000 years ago. And this man, this Jesus, was her very last hope. So she musters her courage, she pushes her way through the crowds, thinking, if I but touch his clothes, I will be made well. So she wiggles her way through the crowd. She stretches out her hand to grab at his cloak. And immediately, her bleeding stops, and she knows that she has been healed. Immediately aware that the power had gone from him, Jesus turns about the crowd and says, "Who touched me?" His disciples are saying, "Jesus, there's people everywhere. Of course someone touched you." And while he was looking around to see who it was, the woman, knowing that it was her, came forth in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. Jesus told her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed." Her hope and dream of being cured gave her the courage needed to do the hard things. What is it that you wish for? What is it that you long for What dream or goal or peace or cure do you long for? Is it a puppy or a food bank? A health goal or a career move? A partner or a purpose? We all have something that God has placed on our hearts and our minds. Someone we worry about, something we dream of, something we hope for. It may not be as grand as rowing across an ocean, or playing in the World Cup, or building a camp for kids where they can come to know about Jesus. But we're all called to follow a yellow brick road of some sort to someone or to something. I believe that like the Tin Man and the Scarecrow and the Lion, you'll find like them that you have possessed everything you have needed all along, and all you need now is God's hope and courage to do the hard things. God's love and hope and strength are for all of us, simply for the asking. If I but touch Jesus' clothes, the woman cried, I know I will be made well. And the Lord responded by healing her. Whatever challenge lies before you today, channel all the hope and courage you can muster, and then reach out and touch the robes of Jesus. You'll be amazed at the power that will run through you. God will give you the courage you need to do all the hard things. This is the day which the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.